This is the Generic Live Show, episode number 13, recorded Saturday, the 27th of December 2014. I'm Dale Campbell. This is the show where we deliver the genericness from around Australia and the world. That's right. It's generic show time. I hope everyone had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. If you had a wonderful Christmas time, and I hope that it was everything you had wished for and more. Yes, this is, and I will say this at the end of the show, this is the final Generic Live Show of 2014. Don't worry, we'll be back on the 2nd of the new year with a Best of 2014 spectacular. We've got some awesome things planned, but just to tie you over, until that awesome show, we're going to do a quick little sit-down headline time for you all. And it has been a bit of a slow news week, so the headlines show is where it's at, yo, and they start right now. Alrighty, so there's a reason why you've had difficulties accessing Sony's online PlayStation Store and Microsoft's Xbox Live Network during Christmas. Each has been experiencing December's from a DDoS attack that began on Christmas Eve and continued through Christmas Day. The group that has claimed responsibility for the disturbance is the same one that has a history of destroying other people's fun and making it impossible for them to access online games. This is a problematic during Christmas as people who receive new games and are trying to get online to play them. Some have noticed that Sony's decision to let people download the controversial movie The Interview through Xbox Video could be adding to the problem, nor that is not confirmed. The PlayStation Knowledge Center has mentioned the issue. At the time of this recording, the PSN status is offline. Further information says that we are aware that some users are experiencing difficulty logging onto PSN. We'll update this article if anything changes regarding to this issue. Thank you for your patience. Similarly, Microsoft has posted some information about the outage on the Xbox Live support page. At the time of this recording, the Xbox Live core services is limited. Further information says, quote, Xbox members, are you experiencing issues when attempting to sign in? We are aware of this issue and we're working to find a fix ASAP. We appreciate your patience in the meantime and we encourage you to retry signing in when you get a chance. We'll update you as soon as we know more, end quote. Allegedly, services are starting to come up at the time of this. That was at the time of me writing the show scripts out yesterday, funnily enough, last night. We have got an update, and apparently services are starting to come back online. And Kim.com is taking responsibility. It's convoluted, but services are starting to come back up. Facebook news! Facebook could be forced to pay users up to $10,000, which is, at the time of this recording, $12,300 Australian, for violating their privacy if a new lawsuit is successful. A judge in the U.S. District Court ruled on Wednesday that a class action lawsuit against the social media giant can proceed. According to the lawsuit, originally filed in December of 2013, Facebook scanned the content of users' private messages for advertising purposes, violating the Electronic Communications Privacy Act and California's privacy and unfair competition laws. Whenever users indicated links to third-party websites in messages, Facebook would allow the link and search for information to the profile the sender's browsing activity, it alleged. According to the court documents, Facebook would also treat a link to a website within a private message as the user having quote unquote liked that page via the embedded social share button. Facebook attempted to dismiss the suit by claiming the inceptions are lawful because they are in the quote unquote ordinary course of its business. Judge Phyllis Hamilton, excuse me, slapped down the argument this week, arguing Facebook had, quote, not offered a significant explanation on how the challenge practice falls within the ordinary course of its business. So, Merry Christmas to Facebook. And in old news, however, it did break. People flecked out. I just said the word flecked out. They flecked out to see the interview. Come on, people. People flecked out. Okay. Show title. People flecked out to see the new movie The Interview as it was released after all. It's a Christmas miracle that the interview just got released. It's such a surprise. Regardless of its quality or eventual revenue, The Interview has been deemed a bit of a hit, actually. The comedy about an assassination attempt on North Korea's dictator opened in 300 independent movie theaters on Christmas Day to many sold-out crowds, with another 85 theaters already lined up for January 2nd. After 24 hours of online streaming on four websites, the movie attracted tens of thousands of mostly supportive reviews and was listed as the number one movie on both YouTube Movies and Google Play. It has been trending on Twitter. Not funny. And has it been illegally downloaded 750,000 times, according to Tyrone Frank. Of course it has. Up to now, at least, the hackers who originally tried to prevent the movie's release, infiltrating Sony's servers and promising violence on Christmas Day, haven't made any new moves, cyber or otherwise. And finally, Google made a rare gesture, giving up a bit of prime territory it's on the homepage on Christmas Day to plug the movie, with a link to stream it on Google Play. It's rather remarkable feat that hackers, whom the FBI has linked to North Korea's government, managed to turn an average, rather juvenile comedy into a freedom of speech phenomenon. Yeah, I wouldn't go that far. The movie would have simply been another Christmas Day released until hackers in late November stole tens of thousands of private documents and emails from Sony servers, released them online, and humiliated the company with unseemly revelations. After the hackers threatened physical violence against moviegoers on Christmas Day, major chains backed out and Sony pulled the film's release. Sony's decision was criticized throughout the entertainment industry and by President Obama as self-censorship. Yeah, they went and had to release the movie. I don't really care. I don't care. I put it on the list for Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, so we'll see where we go from there. D-Link in the news. Yeah, the company from the 90s who used to make routers for a living. Let's see. They're in the news for their new sweet spot between low-priced but low-quality smart home systems and pricey system solutions. Now planning on opening up its system for more accessories, judging by the DCH-G020 connected home hub as it passed through the FCC. The system is likely to bow next month at CES 2015, but the US wireless regulator has been revealed as quite a bit, including manuals and photos. Has been revealed quite a bit, including manuals and photos. The hub will control Z-Wave, low power RF, as well as Wi-Fi devices, meaning that it'll work with third-party alarms, detectors, and cameras on top of existing D-Link Wi-Fi cameras and accessories. So D-Link back making products. I'm happy for them. I mean, They went through a bit of a rough patch, so you know, it's good to see them back. Finally, Google unwrapped their Christmas present of joy. No, it's not billions of dollars, although it is a self-driving car. In a blog post in which Google says it was unwrapping the best holiday gift that they could have imagined, the tech giant turned driver's car creator announced that its version of its fully fitted out, unlike the mock-up of the self-driving car it revealed in May, that it didn't have features such as headlights. Before you pause to wonder whether self-driving cars even need headlights, fire it away. File away with the old favorite of Android's dream of electric sheep. Let's move on to the update that Google engineers were spreading out the Christmas period, putting the truly automatic vehicle through its paces on the Californian test track. The blog post says that this self-driving vehicle could take to the real streets early in the new year, although it says, quote, "Our safety drivers will continue to oversee the vehicle for a while longer, using temporary manual controls as needed while we continue to test and learn," end quote. A recent change to California road rules requires a temporary steering wheel and pedals in a self-driving car during testing. If Google's self-driving car is a vision of a future, then that future of the whole lot more Postman Pat than Mad Max. I don't know. That last statement, I don't know. I would love to see. I haven't seen the new Postman Pat movie, but I'd like to imagine that it's all self-driving cars. It's Postman Pat in the 21st century. It'd be amazing. Yeah, I could. Self-driving cars could do a lot for Google, not only for Google Maps, but for delivery services and that sort of thing as well. I would love to see Google use the self-driving cars in different ways. But I don't know. I would love to see Postman Pat in the 21st century. It would be 22nd century. It'd be great. Oh, what would that be? It'd be all self-driving cars, please. Although that would be, there'd be an outcry about that. So, because there'd be no jobs. It'd be literally all self-driving cars. Although you'd only need, I think you'd still need drivers to pack self-driving vehicles. Oh, it'd be great. Postman Pat in the 22nd century. Let's make it happen. And that's the show title. Alrighty. Thank you everyone for listening. If you really want to support the show, you can head on over to geek-io.net/support for all the companies and ways to support the show. No discussion point. This is a headlines only show to tie you over until we have our big best of 2014 show, which is in 2015, but hey, there's that. Which will be on Friday the 2nd, and we're planning to have it at noon, Australian Eastern Standard Time. That's the time, that's the tentative time, is noon, Australian Eastern Standard Time, which would be 9 p.m. Eastern. Yes, that would be about right. 9 p.m. Eastern Thursday and 12 noon Australian Eastern Standard Time. So that's the tentative time for Friday the 2nd. Where you can find the show? You can find the show on the Chef Wonder Geek.io podcast network, chefwonder.squarespace.com/GLS, geek-io.net/GLS. The Google Plus page with all the video feeds. I have a video feed. gplus.to/genericliveshow. The YouTube channel with all of our archives are there at youtube.com/genericliveshow. And our Patreon, of course, is patreon.com/geekio. That's going to do it for us, I think. Yeah, that's it. I hope everyone tries to stay safe this New Year's Eve. I definitely will be. I'll be working, so that'll be fun. But no, everyone stay safe. Don't get too drunk, and hope you like 2014. You know what? I just for fun, we're gonna play, because this is a shorter show, we can get away with playing extended things. I'm gonna play the extended version of the Chef Wondermedia bumper. Because why not? I know it's 2 minutes and 55 seconds, but we'll allow it. Alrighty. Thank you everyone for joining us. Stay safe. Hope you've liked 2014, and GLS is gonna keep going strong into 2015. Alrighty. Thank you for everyone, and we'll see you all next time in 2015. Bye bye.
Listening to a proud member of the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. To find out more about this and other shows, visit chefwonder.squarespace.com. Hope you like 2014.
You've been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
Geek.io. Copyright 2014.
You're listening to Terrible Tuesday Movie Night, where we watch bad movies to save you the pain.
I am Catwoman. Hear me roar.
join us every single Tuesday as we pick a horrible grade movie and rip it apart with your host, Dale Campbell.
Yes, and the one with the guy with the hockey mask.
Right here on the Geek IO Master Feed.
Anyway, how is your sex life?